Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steel City Pity checks in. Think his name is, this couldn't be his name. Dread First, 412.
Mr. First.
Mr. First says, I'm sensing a little attitude directed your way from Limits.
Wow.
Is he right about that, Limits? We've had a tumultuous 2 days, haven't we?
Yes, it's because I don't feel 100%.
No, there was other things. You know there were other things. There were mitigating circumstances.
I feel like you're holding those mitigating circumstances against me.
I am not. In fact, I want to get you sinus medication. I'm flummoxed that you have a sinus situation, which is never pleasant.
Never.
And you're not taking medication. Can somebody text this guy and tell him what to take?
You know what they're going to say?
Give him some relief.
You know what they're going to say? Drink tea. What do you think I've been doing for the last however many days?
No, they've invented things that help your sinuses, Limits. There's no need to suffer like this. Text this guy at 412-928-9370. I mean, are you announcing games this weekend?
Two tomorrow.
Okay, then we got to get you on some sort of medication.
Yes.
Okay.
Because the voice is getting worse.
The voice actually doesn't sound that bad. It might sound bad. Yeah, it might sound bad to you. You sound a little nasal.
It sounds really bad to me.
It doesn't. You going to watch the new Bob Dylan movie when it comes out?
Only if you watch it with me.
Christmas Day, we'll go on a field trip?
Not on Christmas Day.
Why?
That is the most special day of the year.
It is for sure.
And I will be with my family the entire day.
Oh, your family's like every other family. We wake up, we all love each other until about 9 o'clock, and then we fight the rest of the day because there's nothing to do.
That actually doesn't happen with us.
No?
There's two different sides of the family. It just kind of depends what side we're hanging out with.
Neither Doran Dickerson nor Pat Bostick or Crowley thought of John Elway. I mean, he's the obvious.
He gets forgotten. Do you ever think that John Elway kind of gets forgotten in the war of great quarterbacks? He should
not. Yes, but not as much as Bradshaw does. And Elway is absolutely up there. As far as the topic was the most talented quarterbacks who ever walked the planet. And me coming in today and challenging Doran and Pat and Crowley with Josh Allen. Tell me who else. So we got Rodgers, we got Michael Vick, we got Lamar, we got Terry Bradshaw from me, Steve Young. I mean, obviously, the running component's going to be part of this. It's all around talent, the most purely talented quarterback who ever lived. I really enjoyed the conversation. Even Crowley's part of it. Who's the greatest West Virginia quarterback ever?
Mark Bolger.
Major Harris. I guess in the NFL. Is it Bolger in the NFL? Am I missing someone obvious?
Well, Geno Smith has had a pretty good career in the NFL, especially the last couple of years when he came back player of the year.
Bulger, the greatest West Virginia quarterbacks were Major Harris and Pat White. And you talk about a guy that doesn't get enough credit, Pat White. What a legend he was.
Talking mainly college quarterback, Pat White. He would be probably one of the greatest college quarterbacks of all time if it wasn't for 13-9.
I think even with 13-9, he's one of the most wildly talented and accomplished quarterbacks that I've seen in college. And I maybe I'm biased because I covered those teams along with Pitt at the time. But he was of a different world, man. He was great. All right, Limits, we're also talking about Pickens and whether the Browns are going to pick on him going into the game and get under his skin here like they did last time, like the Bengals did. No more of this. Come on. Oh, not this guy again.
You love this guy. What you doing?
Yeah. Yeah, they do, Todd. And apparently it's not working. So maybe they need to go beyond. Hey, what are you doing? It's got to be something more than that, I think. It's 10:45. Now's the time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency to get help with those premiums. 724-443-5610. You can listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. The other topic, as we get ready for Chris Hoke, he's going to be on video today, is Russell Wilson and Albert Breer saying, you know, it may eventually come to a divide in the organization on what to do, and they may send him off on his way to free agency with the idea, hey, let us match your best offer. I don't know that I want it to get that far myself. I would rather be very aggressive in going after him. I described him as their life raft. I mean, they have been very, very desperate and wrong in trying to replace Ben, and they finally got it right and wasted a couple of years in the meantime with a bad coordinator and a bad quarterback. Now that I'm getting it right, I'm desperate to keep this guy. Steelers Depot, I saw a story suggested at the end, what about the franchise tag, which I think they reported at $41 million. Sign me up for that, Limits. Is somebody calling you about sinus medicine? Yeah. I'm glad he'll finally be taken care of. I'm aggressively going after Russell Wilson if this keeps up. Aggressively. And yeah, it's going to cost you money. You don't get to live on the luxury of a quarterback who's basically paying you to play forever. At some point, they're going to have to pay a quarterback. That's the bad news, I guess, for some. It's the good news for me. It means someone's actually playing the position in such a way that gives you a real chance to win. Let's go to the lines, Limits. Who do we got?
Here's Adrian in the Berg.
Was that somebody actually calling about sinus medicine?
Yes, and I'm still on the phone with them.
Yeah, please.
It's a pharmacist.
Glad our callers are with a pharmacist.
Trust me, Limits. Take Dimetapp. It's a kid's medicine, yes, but it works. I've been using it my whole life.
It's funny you should say that. I take children's Tylenol. Did you know
mm-hmm.
that? Yeah, I think my feeling is it's less on the liver. I may be out of my mind, but it still works, Austin. Or what's your name?
My name is Adrian in the Berg.
Adrian in the Berg. My apologies. What's on your mind other than Limits' sinuses?
Mike Tomlin. He's the only guy that can keep us from the Super Bowl. I got to talk about our new movie star from Hard Knocks. Okay. Tomlin really never got credit for his Super Bowl, okay? This is in his brain. So he's still using the Tampa 2 defense from 0-2 on third and long, which doesn't work in today's NFL. It just the rules are set up for the passing game. We're only rushing four people. Go back to blitzing people like Dick LeBeau used to do. Get off the field. It's third and 23. They gave up a third and 23 against Cincinnati.
Austin, they're fourth in the NFL in third down defense.
Yeah, I get that. But it's certain. The Tampa 2 defense works. But it's when he uses it, it don't work. On third and long, how many times have you seen third and long over the last 10 years and the other team completes it? Rush the quarterback. Make them throw the ball fast. Make the tackle, they punt, we get the ball back.
Well, the only thing I'll say to all of that is at times the Steelers haven't closed games very well. I would have to study much harder. I don't think he's just stuck in the same defense all the time, you know? And the numbers tell me they're fourth in the NFL in third down defense. But as far as closing games, see, I think the story on this defense is yet to be told. You know, there's been this debate, are they elite? Good, slightly above. What are they? What is this defense? We're about to find out. You know, I think they're coming off a pretty good game against the Bengals. I do for going against that team. They gave up 31. They scored 7, and they had 3 turnovers off Joe Burrow. To me, that's a game against that team that you should win. They were unable to close against Cleveland. Closing is a huge part of the deal. Sometimes it's. When do you do your best work in a game? You know? Who's next, Limits? And did you get good advice there? Tell me about that. A pharmacist called the show?
Yeah, for over 30 years. Really appreciate him calling in.
You said, sure he's not trying to poison you?
No, because he told me to take Mucinex, and he also told me tea with lemon and honey. I've been missing the lemon part.
Ah, okay. So I will treat you to that. I'll take a little run to the drugstore and treat you to all that because I want you to be at your best, and I feel bad about some of the acrimony we've had, especially when you're sick.
Me too. I feel bad as well. I apologize.
I apologize more.
Here's Andy in Burgettstown.
Hi, Andy.
Hey.
My God.
Hey there, fellas.
Andy, you just snapped my eardrums, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
No, it's okay.
I say with Russell Wilson, 2-year deal, no more, no long term, because he'll get complacent like he did in Denver. That was the problem. Because he'll just, if you sign him 5-year, $200 million, he'll just get complacent.
Well, no, let's be clear about this. There's going to be no, you know, modern day big time quarterback contract here. There's going to be no 5 years for two, you know, whatever. The most,
right.
I think, the
no,
most I think that he'll want is 40, 45, something in there. Who knows? Maybe he does get up to 50, but not for that long. Maybe somebody out there is enamored with him. Would you sign him 3 for $100, the Baker Mayfield deal, I think that was, if I'm not mistaken?
I thought of that, 3-year and $100 with 84 guaranteed, but I'd make sure he didn't get complacent. Because I was thinking 1 year, but 1 year is not long enough because he'll just take it and get some longer somewhere else. I would go two for sure.
Russ doesn't strike me as the kind of guy who gets complacent. I think he absolutely was a little bit full of himself when he arrived in Denver. But let's be honest, the reason he had an outlier, horrific season in Denver was because he had Nathaniel Can't Hack It as his coach. Because there's enough of a sample size other than that to know that he's pretty good, including last year when he had 26 touchdowns and 8 picks. He's had one bad year.
He did good last year, but I think he just went through the motions, collecting the money, and didn't think that he was going to be boosted out the door in Denver.
Thank you, sir. Clearly a slight disconnect at the end, Limits, no?
Just a little bit.
I feel great for you. I forgot what I wanted to talk about, and Chris Hoke is coming in, at least via video, at 11, and he says he's pumped up, whatever that means. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Would you franchise him? If it came to that,
I'd rather get the number down.
I mean, it's only 41. You might not get that down anyway.
I'd rather pay him 35, but would he accept it?
So would I. But that's a great point, though. That's a great point. If it was a difference of that little money, I'm absolutely jumping at this. You're still, here's the thing. After this season, the Steelers are still going to be desperate for a quarterback. They have one. Keep him. What's the alternative plan?
Well, yeah, I know that. You do whatever you can to make sure you resign him. But 35 and 41, that's the difference in basically the Najee Harris fifth-year option.
That's fine.
That you declined.
Right. Well, maybe that pays off for you, not signing him to that.
Maybe.
I mean, to me, that's nothing. This is the most important position in all of sports. They've suffered a little bit with late Ben, and then their inability, not just their inability to replace him, but the horrendous decision that Mike Tomlin made to draft Kenny Pickett, which turned out to be one of the worst decisions in the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers, combined with maybe the second worst decision in the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Matt Canada. And I don't know what was worse, bringing him in the first place, doubling down or tripling down. We have three choices there. So this is makeup time for Tomlin. Make no mistake about that. I credit him for the season he's having. Totally riveted to Hard Knocks as well, or Soft Knocks as I call it, from the other night. Basically an infomercial, a fun movie. It was like, you know, I don't know what, it was like a Christmas special, you know? It was like all fun and goodness, and there's nothing wrong with that. It was a nice TV show. But as we said yesterday, and as Benzie so eloquently put it in his column, there was absolutely no, like, tension within any buildings or deeper stories that you're supposed to get with more access. And it's not like there's nothing happening in these cities. There's tons of stuff. We're going to see the Deontay Johnson debacle. What about him getting suspended?
We probably already should have.
Refusing to go into a game. Are they going to capture any of that? I hope so.
All right, Deontay, you're in. Eh, no thanks.
Can you believe him?
Yes.
I
can believe it.
Wow. I'll ask again what I've asked a million times. What happened to that guy? I'm baffled as to what happened with him. Refusing to go into a game with your new team. Your new team that's desperately trying to win a division. That's going up against maybe the best team in football in the Eagles. Hanging on for dear life, battling, sweating, bleeding to win. You're in, Deontay. I'm good. Good luck out there. But as Florio said, they're not going to get rid of him. They'll just keep suspending him week by week because they get a compensatory, I think it's a, is it a draft pick or free agent? I think it's a draft pick.
Draft pick.
So he ain't going to get his wish to, he's just going to be told, no, you're not coming to the building. Week by week suspensions, buddy. That is just, what a story. Chris Hoke coming up next. He's in the building. No, he's not. He's on video, I should have said.